Good morning. Today's Daf in Nedarim, Ayin Zion, 77. We're here starting at the very top of the Amud, Tanan Hassan. We're going to be quoting a Mishnah Shabbos. But before we quote the Mishnah Shabbos, let's go back to yesterday's Daf, and let's quote our Mishnah. So we are here in the 10th parakeet of the Masechta, and the discussion has been about Hafaras Nedarim. So we spent a lot of time regarding the Nara Marasa that really opened up our parak and took us through a good part of the parak. The majority of our parak talked about the Nara Marasa, the dual ownership of an eder that both a father and a husband have over Nara Marasa, senior partner, partner, junior partner. Okay, but that's already, that's past now. In other words, yesterday's Mishnah, so we spoke about the ability to be made for neder and the time limit that you have. You're on the clock. She makes a neder. You hear the neder. Really, the clock starts when you hear the neder. So when you hear the neder now, so you're on the clock and you have a day to be made for the neder. A husband's ability to be made for the neder is only for one day, b'yom shamo. That's the pasuk in the Torah. But despite the fact that it's a pasuk in the Torah, it's machlokas tanaim. What does that mean, b'yom shamo? And so yesterday, we were introduced to two opinions. First, the opinion of our Mishnah. It's a star Mishnah, which already gives strong indication that that's the halacha. And that is B'yom Shamo, is that you have until the end of the halachic day. All right, day ends at nightfall, and so you have at the end of the day. Now, exactly when that is, in other words, we get into the ambiguities of when the day ends, right? Are we talking about Shkia? Are we talking about Zeis? Okay, I'll leave that alone. In other words, I'm just going to say it simply, a nightfall. Good. So the and that's it. And then so that means to say that obviously it's not going to be a set amount in terms of how much time is left. It depends on when you hear the neder. Meaning if you heard it on the previous night, so you have almost 24 hours. If you hear it just minutes before Shkia, so then you don't have a lot of time. So, and the Mishnah made exactly that point. That's if you understand B'yom Shamo to be the end of the halachic day. However, there are Tanayim, two of them that we cited yesterday, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer. And they say that no, that B'yom Shamo means 24 hours. In other words, that whenever you hear it, so you would now have me'eis leis in order to be made for the neder. So good, so you have a machlokas tanayim regarding exactly what's pshat in the pasuk of B'yom Shamo. And the Gemara went back and forth yesterday, rayas for each position. Anyway, it comes out to be a machlokas. And the halacha, that's where we ended off yesterday. So the Gemara yesterday ended off with the halacha falls like our Mishnah. That B'yom Shamo is that you have until the end of the halachic day. Okay. Now, it happened to be that the Mishnah yesterday cited Shabbos as an example. Now, as the Ron pointed out yesterday in the Mishnah, you could have cited any day as an example, meaning it's going to be the same halacha any day that she makes a neder. So that means to say that, let's say it's, for example, today's Tuesday. It happens to be that today's Tuesday. You're right. So let's say she makes a neder on Tuesday. It's going to be the same halacha. And that you'll have now till the end of today. And again, I say today, I mean halachic day. You have the end of today. All right, so why did the Mishnah cite Shabbos? Because, it's probably going to segue into our beginning of today's discussion. But in other words, because the husband now is going to be on the clock, and because the husband now can't be made for the neder after Shabbos is concluded, so therefore Shabbos is going to be his only opportunity to be made for the neder, which then means then that the husband would be allowed to be made for the neder even on Shabbos. Okay. Tanan Hassam. With all that stated, that's a good amount of background information. It really will help us now go through today's daf. We are on the very top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanan Hassam, and we're learning a Mishnah. So, number one, there are two points in this Mishnah and Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah and Shabbos obviously is taking Shabbos into consideration, meaning we are learning Nedarim, which is a Nedarim-centric Gemara, meaning our main focus is Neder and the Halachas of Nedarim. Shabbos, obviously, is a Shabbos-centric Gemara, which means that its main consideration is Shabbos, obviously, and the possibility of maybe Chilul Shabbos. So the Mishnah Shabbos is telling us is that what you could do on Shabbos is the following, meaning what are the limits, if any, to be mefer or matir a neder on Shabbos? Now, what are the considerations? Stay tuned, I'm going to explain that better in just a moment. The Mishnah tells us two things. Number one, mefir nedar b'Shabbos, that the husband can be mefer nedar on Shabbos. Okay, now I say husband, obviously. I'm assuming she's married. Again, could be that's the father, and she is Ketana or Nara. Okay, but either way. In other words, whoever has the ability to be Mefer could do so on Shabbos. And Nishal Nadar Shein L'Tzarcha Shabbos. And also She'ela. Now, we all know at this point in time in the Masechta that She'ela is talking about a Chacham, meaning that a She'ela is where Maybe it's too late for the husband to be mefer. Maybe the husband was mekayim. In other words, hafara is no longer an option. Or maybe she's not married. Or maybe it's not talking about a woman. Whatever the case is. In other words, if you're making a neder with no opportunity for hafara, so then the next step is that you can go to a chacham and he could be matir. And how is he going to be matir? Good. So we discussed that already in detail early in the Masechta. Can it be done on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says yes, but with a significant limitation, and that is Letzarech Shabbos. That has to be that the neder is going to be affecting his or her Shabbos. In other words, simple. In other words, let's say, for example, the neder is I'm not eating meat, and then all of a sudden a bowl of cholent is put in front of you, and man, does it look good. And I'd love to eat it. I have that neder. Ugh. Okay, good. So, but in other words, it's Letzarech Shabbos. Obviously, so that I can enjoy Shabbos, I can have Onik Shabbos. So therefore, you can go to a Chacham and have him be Mata the Neder, but it has to be Letzarech Shabbos. Good. So now, as you read these 2 points in the Mishnah, so now, is the Mishnah interconnected? Meaning, it's a very simple question. The Mishnah made 2 points. Number one, Hafara on Shabbos. And number two, She'elas Chacham. Heter, Hataras Neder. We know Hataras Neder is capped. You know that Hataras Neder can only be done on Shabbos, but only Letzarech Shabbos. Same thing is true by Hafara. By Hafara, can it only be done Litzarech Shabbos? Gemara's question. So, the Gemara now asks exactly this question. The capping of the Mishnah for Hataras Nadarim, is it also true by Hafaras Nadarim as well? So, Tashma, Didni Rav Zuti, Debe Rav Papi, Ein Mafir Nadarim, El Litzarech Shabbos. So the Gemara quotes A. That seems to be, it's a Brisa. I'm not clear, but regardless. So either it's a brace or it's a memory. Either way, ain mafir nadarin el tzarech Shabbos. So hafara can only be done with tzarech Shabbos. So the answer seems to be pretty clear. So I'm Ravashi halotanan hachi. So Ravashi's response to that is, that's not what we learned in our Mishnah. Nadra im chashecha mefer la ad shelo techshach. So our Mishnah, our Mishnah says that a husband can be mefer until it gets dark. Now, our Mishnah didn't throw in any qualifier. Our Mishnah didn't say, well, it depends whether or not it's Letzarech Shabbos or ain't Letzarech Shabbos. And if you're telling me that there's a cap and there's a limit for how far the Dharma on Shabbos where it can only be done Letzarech Shabbos, but if it's Shalom Letzarech Shabbos, you can't do it. So then, it's that point, which seemingly is an important point, is missing in our Mishnah. Okay. So now what we have over here is basically competing statements. Meaning, on one hand, our Mishnah would seem to suggest that there is no limitation. Hafaras Nadarim can be done on Shabbos, period. Right? Hard stop. You could do Hafaras Nadarim on Shabbos. Ayes el Tzarech Shabbos, this is ain el Tzarech Shabbos. Our Mishnah does not make any distinction. It would seem to be, you could do Hafaras Nadarim on Shabbos. Meanwhile, what we quoted just moments earlier, and now I'm going to say it more conclusively. It's a brisa, right? Didni Rav Zuti Debei Rav Papi. Okay, he's quoting a brisa, and that is that it can only be done Letzarech Shabbos. Hafara, that is. Hafara can only be done Letzarech Shabbos. So what we have over here is competing statements amongst the Tanaim. But the Gemara says, when all said and done, it's really simple to clarify. Well, I say clarify. What I mean is that it is a machlokas. But I understand the machlokas, and the Gemara goes on to explain. The shalol letzarech tanai hi hafaras nadarim kol hayom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amram, Meis Leis. Laman darim kol hayom in tfeilo. I feel the shalol letzarech Shabbos mefer. Laman darim Meis Leis letzarech Shabbos in shalol letzarech Shabbos lo. And the Gemara says it's like this. Look, let's go back to yesterday's daf. What did we learn yesterday? What exactly does it mean that you have the end of the day? And as I already previewed in the introduction of today's daf, it's a machlokas amongst the Tanaim. So now what works are very simple. Meaning, if let's say you're of the position that you have until the end of the day, meaning the end of the halachic day, she makes a neder on Shabbos. We're talking now just about Hafara. She makes a neder on Shabbos. Good. You have now till when to be made for the neder. You'll have to the end of Shabbos. After Shabbos is over, you no longer have an opportunity to be made for. Okay. So now, considering the fact that your deadline is up on when Shabbos is over, so now, and Shabbos is really the only time you have now to be made for the neder. So then, you can be made for whatever the neder is. Is shalol letzarech Shabbos? Yeah, but after Shabbos is over, you simply won't have an opportunity to be made for the neder. since your ability to be made for the neder is going to be capped and limited to Shabbos, so therefore you could be made for any and all nedarim. Otherwise, you won't have a chance until you won't have a chance after Shabbos. However, if I held like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer, that Yom Shamo means Meisleis, it's 24 hours. So now you have a chance to be made for it even after Shabbos. So then I would tell you that yes, you could do a hafara on Shabbos, but only for the Nadarim that are Litzarach Shabbos. But if it's not Litzarach Shabbos, wait. Wait till after Shabbos, because you will have time after Shabbos to be made for such a neder. Good. So what comes out now is that there are competing brisas, whether Hafaras Nadarim is limited and capped, and it's really going to be contingent on until when can you be made for the neder. The two machloksim go side by side, and the Ran points out, and now the halachic conclusion is nice and easy. Meaning, since we know, as per yesterday's daf, that the conclusion is that you could be made for neder, but only biyom shamo, only until the day is over. So now, we now know that regarding the husband's ability to be made for his wife's nedarim, on Shabbos, there's no limit. Meaning, it's Litzarach Shabbos, it's Shalom Litzarach Shabbos, since his ability to be made for will end with Shabbos, and after Shabbos, he won't have an opportunity to do so. So therefore, he could be made for all nedarim on Shabbos. That was topic number one. Done. We are 9 Zayin Amud Aleph. We're halfway down on the Amud. Next topic in today's daf. V'nishal nedarim shehin letzarecha Shabbos. Okay, now Sheila. Okay, so again, now we're moving topics. In other words, we discussed the first part of today's daf, Afara. Is there a limit to what kind of neder the husband can be made for on Shabbos? The conclusion, the halachic conclusion is no, there's no limit. It's the Tzarech Shabbos, the Tafila Shalol, the Tzarech Shabbos. And now we're talking about She'ila. You're going to a Chacham. So, Nishalna Nadarim She'ila Tzarech Shabbos. So, we learned the Mishnah Shabbos, and that is that you can do a She'ila of a Neder on Shabbos, but only Tzarech Shabbos. Okay. Let's pause for just for a second. Let's talk about what are the possible considerations. Meaning, why is it that the Mishnah in Shabbos is having any kind of reservations whatsoever about going to a Chacham to be Matar Neder? Probably the best explanation, and the Ran speaks like this, is that it looks a little bit like a Beis Din. In other words, now it's not a Beis Din. And the Gemara is going to make that point very clearly. In other words, you're not going to a Beis Din to be Matar Neder. And now I know we all get, you know, a little bit thrown off on this topic because on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So what we do is we assemble three people, we have them sit down, nice and formal. It kind of looks like a Beis Din, right? So we do get a little bit thrown off on this, but when it comes to just a very streamlined, straightforward approach to what a Hatara is, Hatara is that you go to a Chacham, but it's not a Beis Din. But it looks a little bit like a Beis Din.
Does it need three people?
You don't need three people, right? You go to a Chacham. Now, in the absence of a Chacham, later in this parak, we're going to talk about, whether the Chacham has to be a mumche, has to be a musmach. Okay. But it doesn't have to be three people. Good. So, but it looks like an act of Beis Din. Since it looks like an act of Beis Din, so we certainly know the following. Beis Din does not convene on Shabbos. Can't convene on Shabbos. Right? Beis Din convening on Shabbos would be an Issur Derabanan. In other words, you can't have Din on Shabbos for a host of reasons. The biggest of which is that you're going to end up writing. In other words, right? Everything that Beis Din does is going to be recorded, and you have the stenographers, and so it'll probably lead to Ksiva, which is an Issur Daraisa. Anyway, you can't convene a Beis Din. So now over here, that's the easiest way to say it. You could also talk about how when you're being Matir Neder, you also it's a tikkun. Okay, there is a number of possible considerations in terms of why it is that the Chachamim clearly are putting limits and caps in terms of what can be done in terms of Shelas Chacham and Shabbos. With that stated, so now what allowance is given in that Mishnah Shabbos? That you can go to a Chacham to be Matir Neder, but only if it's Litzarach Shabbos. Okay, and again, I go back to my simple example where you had the Cholim, put it right in front of you. You made a neder. You're not eating meat. Okay. Right. Before they pass you the chul, you quickly grab your nearest chacham. Okay. I got some misgivings about the neder that I made. And I'd like you to be matir my neder. Good. So now, and so now we're going to, I just set us up for the Gemara's question because now we're going to really understand, appreciate the Gemara's question. Good. So already we're hearing that there are reservations and limits in terms of going to a chacham and being matir and neder on Shabbos. With that in mind, so let's say like this. Let's say, right, you had plenty of time before Shabbos to be matir the neder. You just didn't take advantage of the opportunity. And now it's Shabbos, and now they pass the shulam bowl in front of you. Now can you be matir neder? Meaning, if you were really serious about being matir the neder, so, and you had time before Shabbos to do so, maybe you should have done it before Shabbos, and because you should and could have done it before Shabbos, maybe the Chachamim wouldn't allow in such a situation. Maybe the Chachamim would have said that, look, we're allowing for it to be, for a Tarsa Darim on Shabbos, only the Tzorach Shabbos, and only when you didn't have a chance beforehand. Meaning maybe the case is of the Mishnah Shabbos is talking about, let's say, for example, they made the neder on Shabbos itself. Okay, in other words, the person wasn't thinking straight Friday night. He made a neder. I'm not having meat. Good. So and then Shabbos morning, when the children comes in front of him, he's like, you know what? Ugh, I really regret it. Maybe the Mishnah Shabbos is only talking about where it's Eino Panai, where there was no time before Shabbos. So Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, the question's been raised. The Gemara says, come in here from the following. The is dakiku le rabbanu le bereder of zutra, bereder of ze'iri. So over here, the Gemara just simply cites a case study. In other words, okay, I don't have a raya, I don't have a brisa. I'm just telling you, maisa shahaya. In other words, there was a rav who made a neder. He made it before Shabbos. There was plenty of time to be matir before Shabbos, and for whatever reason, the neder was not nitar before Shabbos, and now it's Shabbos, and it is letzarach Shabbos. They were matir the neder. Okay, period. So the Gemara's conclusion seems to be based on this one scenario that that you can be matir and neder on Shabbos. Again, it has to be letzarach Shabbos. That's clear. That's the Mishnah. But even if you had panai, even if you had time before Shabbos, you still could be matir the neder on Shabbos as well. Sefer Rav Yosef leMeimar Nishalom Nedarim b'Shabbos b'Yachin Mumche in b'Shlosha Yotos Lo Mishum Demitzchazik Adina. So Rav Yosef now is thinking like this. Again, what are the possible considerations and concerns about Hataras Nedarim and Shabbos? It looks like you're going to a Beis Din. Okay. We're going to learn later in this perek that it could be done afilu b'yachid. Right? You can go to an individual for Hataras Nedarim. Or, alternatively, you can go to three, even if they're not mumche, even if they're not musmachim. Right? On Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we do Hataras Nedarim, so that's what we do, meaning, well, and only because we have no choice, meaning we don't have musmachim, right? We don't have people with smicha. And I know you have wonderful people in your lives that you call rabbi, and please continue doing so with all the reverence. But in other words, but smicha, as far as the Gemara is concerned, is talking about an unbroken tradition of Masara going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. And, I'm sure you know this already. It's broken. Okay. It's, we don't have a, we don't have smicha that is unbroken from Moshe Rabbeinu. All right, you've heard me say this before. Bizman, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to do tchias amesim on smicha. They wanted to resurrect it. You could do that after it's broken. You can somehow go ahead and reconnect the smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Yosef Cairo wanted to argue that you can. For those of you who know the conclusion of the story, he was unsuccessful in doing so. He based it on the Shitas HaRambam. There is a Rambam that would seem to indicate that you can do so. He wanted to get broad consensus and he got a letter from the Chachmei Yerushalayim, meaning he was up in Tzfas, and he got a letter from the Chachmei Yerushalayim saying we're not on board. Okay, anyway. Even though I got involved in it, not for now. Anyway, but you don't need a Beis Din. Okay, fine. So for a Taurus Adarm, you don't need a Beis Din. Good. So,
say that,
Huh? You're right. You don't need a Beis Din. I'm with you. Just please follow my lead. I really appreciate it. So the so Rav Yosef thought like this. So now I'm going to allow the Mishnah allows for it, right? I'm going to allow for She'elas Nedarim to be done on Shabbos, but only I'm going to go to a Yachin Mumcha. So I'm only going to go to an individual who's a Mumcha. Now I did make the assumption that the Mumcha is also going to be a Musmach. Again, as you hear that later in the Masechta, we're going to go a little bit back and forth on that issue. But the point is that I will only allow an individual to do so. I'm not going to go to three hedjotos. Even though in general, you can go to three hedjotos. And again, we're so used to that. That's what we do annually. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, we go to three hedjotos. Right? But as they sit down, by the way, to hear our Taras Nadarim, you should not remind them. You know what you are. You're the three hedjotos, meaning three hedjotos could be Matir Neder. Good. But I won't do that on Shabbos, says Rav Yosef. Why? Mishum Demechse Kadina. Because even though I don't need a Beis Din, but you know what it looks like? It looks like a Beis Din. And since it has an appearance of looking like a Beis Din, so therefore I prefer not to do that on Shabbos. Okay? And I know that was a very nuanced and subtle point. Okay? And if I may, let's just quickly say it over again. In other words, for Hatar Sidarm, you don't need a Beis Din. You can do it in front of one Yachin Mumcha. You could do it in front of three Hedjotos. Okay, fine. Now, on Shabbos, again, there's a consideration that because it looks like a Beis Din, so therefore you're captain limited in terms of what you could do on Shabbos. Notably, you can only be Matir Neder. That is the Tzorech Shabbos. What Rav Yosef now is adding as a consideration, right? And again, the Mishnah doesn't say this part. He's saying this part, Rav Yosef. And that is that because of this concern, so therefore what I'm going to do is that when I'm Matir Neder on Shabbos, I'll only do it with a Yachid Mumcha. I will not do it with three Hedjotos, because now, again, the casual observer is going to think, oh, look at that. Three people sitting, and he's going over his Neder with them. It looks like a Beis Din. So because I don't want to give off that appearance, so therefore I will not do it in front of three. I'll only do it in front of Yachid Mumcha. So Amalei Abayi came to Sfer Lan Afila Muumad Afila B'Krov Afila B'Layla Lo Mischaz Ekedina. So Abayi says to Rav Yosef, it's not a concern. Don't worry. Because we are of the position that they don't have to be sitting, they could be standing. And we're of the position that you can even have relatives do it. And we're of the position that it can even be done at night. So when you take all that into account, so it doesn't look like a Beis Din. So in other words, there's so many ways to demarcate and to differentiate between Hataras Nadarim and a Beis Din so that people are not going to get confused, right? I would say in my humble opinion, people still get confused. But okay, so Amrav Abba, Amrav Hun, Amrav Halacha Mafir Nadarim Balayla. Okay, the Gemara quotes the following, in the name of Rav, right? It's Rabbi Abba in the name of Rav Hun, in the name of Rav. So the that you could do Afar Sadarim even at night. V'amastisen hi. So Najra B'layla. Najra B'layla Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, that's very interesting. That's called our Mishnah. Meaning, when you read our Mishnah here in Nadarim. Meaning, when you read our Mishnah in Nadarim, that's yesterday's daf, so you arrive exactly at that conclusion. Meaning, why do I need this bold statement of Rav that you could be made for Nadarim at night? Meanwhile, all I need to do is just simply read the Mishnah from yesterday, and I arrived at that conclusion. So thank you, but I didn't need that. So Ela'ema, and Rav obviously meant to say something. So the Gemara says, Ela'ema halacha nishalom b'layla. So he says, oh, you're right. How far is Nadarim can be done at night? That's a Beferish Mishnah. It's an Ofen Mishnah. So what we meant was is that the She'elas Chacham for a Neder, She'elas Nedarim can be done at night. Okay, good. That's a Chiddush. So Amale Rav Abba L'Rav Huna Amar Rav Hachi. Now, the Ran does spend a lot of time over here in terms of what the correct Girsa here is in our Gemara. But anyway, I'll say it over like the first Pshat in the Ran, and the first Girsa in the Ran, which seems to be our Girsa as well. So Rav Abba says to Rav Huna, did Rav really say this? Amarle Ishtik Amarle. So he says Ishtik Amarle. In other words, when he said that, the response was ishtik. Now, not clear what was meant with the word ishtik. Ishtik ka'amart, o shasi ka'amart. Now, what did you hear? Did he look to silence you when you said that over? Or did he basically tell you, shasi, go drink? Meaning, good. Meaning that's correct. So I'm Rav, period. Okay. And in other words, this idea that you could do shaylas chacham balayla, and that's what Rav said, and the later Amoraim are basically going back and forth in terms of, is that exactly what Rav meant? Okay. Amar Rav Ika bar Avin is dakik le Rav le Rava bikituna debe Rav. Okay, so the Gemara tells the following episode where Rabba needed attention because he made a neder and kituna debe Rav, and they took him into a side room of the Beis Medrash, and there Omeid Yechidi Balayla. And in terms of now being Matar's neder, so first of all, they were standing. Number two, it was one person being Matar the neder. Number three, it was at night. Okay. So in other words, you don't need a Beis Din. And it's not an act of Beis Din. Beis Din has to sit. He was standing. Beis Din typically is three. He was one. Beis Din cannot convene at night. They convened at night. Okay. So again, many, many indicators that for Shelas Chacham, you don't need an act of, it's not an act of Beis Din. Amar Rav Nachman. We're on the Amud Beis. We're on Ein Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rav Nachman. Alach Nishal Medarim. Omeid Yechidi Uvalayla. Uvi Shabbos, Uvi Krovim, Ve'afil Alam Panayim Ba'o Yom. Okay? And so the Gemara gives a piska of Rav Nachman, and that is that when it comes to She'elas Neder, so you could do it while standing, you could do it by as an individual, you could do it at night, you could do it on Shabbos, you could do it with relatives, you can even if there was time before Shabbos to have done it, you still could do it on Shabbos as well. Okay. Good. Does the individual have to be a mumcha? The answer would seemingly be yes. Okay, Omeid. So the Gemara now goes back and says that you could do it while standing. Vatanya nidro. So the Gemara says, okay, but we have a brisa, and the brisa tells us that what Rabbi Gamliel did is that Rabbi Gamliel got down from the donkey, he wrapped himself up, he sat down, and he was matir the neder. So meanwhile, you're telling me that you could be standing. I'm telling you, Maisa Shahaya, regarding Rabbi Gamliel, where Rabbi Gamliel sat down. So the Gemara says, yeah, I hear you, but Rabbi Gamliel suffered, but Rabbi Gamliel the following. Now, in our girsa that we have in our Gemara, the next words are poskim becharata. But I'm going to follow the lead of the Bach over here. What we're going to do is we're going to flip around the girsa, right? The Ran does so as well, and you'll see it works out a lot better. Ain poskim becharata. Ain poskim becharata. Okay, so as far as Rabbi Gamliel is concerned, so ain posim b'charata. Now, this takes us to an issue that we've heard a number of times in our Masechta. Let's review. Okay, how do you create a Pesach for a neder? So the way that you create a Pesach for a neder is that you basically, you review, you investigate the person making the neder, and you ask him, if at the time you made the neder, did you take the following into consideration? And there must be a number of circumstances that were there at the time the neder was made, in which, if the neder were to take those under consideration, would he have made the neder? Okay, good. And so, did you think about X, Y, and Z? And as we already discussed earlier in the Masechta, it can't be about a circumstance that occurs after the neder was made, because that's called the nolad. And you can't create a Pesach based on a nolad. It had to have been circumstances that were there at the time the neder was made. Okay. And that requires work, investigation, right? Basic Q&A. Good. How about the following? Can I get a person out of the neder based on the fact that if he were of sounder of mind, he wouldn't have made the neder? This is what's called postim becharata. Okay. Meaning, most of the time, as if I have the stats to make my point. I don't have the statistics. But most of the time when a person makes a neder, he's emotional. And it's reactionary. And if he would have just been a little bit calmer, he wouldn't have made the neder. Now, considering that, it's really easy to be matir neder. In other words, all you need to do is say to the person, if you were just a little bit calmer at the time, would you have made the neder? His answer probably would be yes. I know it's always challenging to know whether or not he's being genuine in his answer. But in other words, but his answer probably and genuinely is going to be, I wouldn't have made the neder. You're right, if I would have been calmer. So if you can do that, so then it's easy to be matir neder. That's what's called poskim becharata. Now, whether or not you could be posech becharata is subject to a machlokas. Rami Gamliel is of the position that you can't be posech becharata. Now, in other words, you don't get an easy out. You don't, that is not an exit strategy to how to extricate yourself from a neder. So therefore, according to Rami Gamliel needs to do a lot more investigation. Rami Gamliel now is going to have to sit the guy down and say, okay, let's go over the neder. Let's go over all the other circumstances that existed at the time. And let's try to figure out what you didn't take into consideration. That's work. That's why Rami Gamliel got off his donkey and Rami Gamliel sat with the guy. And that explains Rami Gamliel's need to sit. On the other hand, Rav Nachman Savra, now we're going to go again with the Bach Skirsa over here, take out the word ain. So Rav Nachman Savra, postin becharata, ve'afilim omid. And according to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is of the position that you can create a Pesach with a charata. Meaning all you need to do is just ask him, if you were a little bit calmer, would you have made the neder? And if he said no, mazel tov. I'm releasing you from your neder. Yeah. Ben's asking the question. I asked my chavrusa the same question this morning. So in other words, we have a machlokas over here between Rabbi Gamliel and Rav Nachman, right? And I had the same reaction. Okay, good. Great question. I don't have an answer. I'm guessing, but it's just a guess on my part. I'm guessing that Rav Nachman did not originate this position. He's following a Tana over here. But I agree. Okay, good. Ben, you read my mind as well. In other words, the way the Gemara is presenting it is a little bit strange. It's a machlokas, Rav Gamliel, Rav Nachman. Good. I had the same exact reaction. I'm with you. And good question, and I was right there with you. I am right there with you. And I'm just going to remind everybody what we learned in yesterday's daf. Meaning, once you're of the position, poskim becharata, so then being matir neder is easy. Remember the end of yesterday's daf, right? This is not ancient history in the daf. This is just yesterday. And this is the end of yesterday's daf, okay? So, and what happened? So one of the Amoraim, it's funny. Now I'm looking back just to remember which Amor it was. Right, like it's so easy to remember yesterday's daf, right? It was Chia Barav. So Chia Barav was shooting archery, which I know is funny. I asked the question yesterday. What is he doing? Okay, target practice, obviously. So anyway, so he's shooting archery, and someone comes over to him with a neder, and he's like, "Okay, go ahead, right, talk to me." While he's shooting arrows. And he's like, "Don't you want to stop and listen more carefully?" He's like, "No need." Why? So the Gemara told us. And again, everything I'm saying is the Ron's Pshat in yesterday's Gemara, because he's of the position of poskim becharata. In other words, once you create a Pesach using a charata, so you can multitask. I'm shooting arrows, and I'm being matir neder as well. It's easy. So over here, same Gemara, just one day later. Meaning, if you hold that you cannot use a charata as a Pesach. So now you're Rami Gamliel. You got to get off your donkey. You got to sit down. Meaning this is going to require attention. Masha'en Kane, once you are of the position, posim b'charata, you don't have to get off the donkey. You could be standing. It's fine. Okay. Where are we? Amalei Rava. Okay. Ein Zayin Amid Beis. Amalei Rava L'Rav Nachman Chazimar. I'm Rabban and Da'asim and Marav of Amr is Dakika Le Rabban Le Berei, the Rav Huna Bar Avin Vishar Le Nidre. So the Gemara tells the following story. Rav says to Rav Nachman, so there was a rabbi out in Eretz Yisrael, and he needed attention. In other words, he made a neder. He needed an out from the neder. So they gave him an out. In other words, I know it's a long story to basically say there was a Shailas neder. So he says, oh, by the way, in other words, now that I got you out of the neder, also, you need a little tshuva over here. In other words, this needs a kapara. You're a chote. Granted, by the way, in other words, it's a little bit rough, but Out in Eretz Yisrael, they can handle that kind of talk. So did ni Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra Kolanoda Fapisha who make kaimo nikra chote. You make a neder. And even if you're compliant with your neder, still you're a chote. Okay, and I know we keep hearing this again and again in our Masechta. It's probably because the Gemara wants to make this point and emphasize this point. Right? A lot of emphasis on this point. And that is that that nedarim are not recommended. Right? Not recommended to make a neder. And over here, this is probably the strongest way we're going to say nikra chote. Right? You're a sinner. Right? We got this all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Chav Beis. Right? Kenidre Rishayim, if you remember the Mishnah. That takes us all the way back towards the beginning of the Masechta. Right? It's really, really not recommended to make a neder.
We had Rav Nosson's Memra there.
Yeah, and Rav Nosson's Memra came up again and again as well. Ki'ilu Banabama. Amra Zvid Maikra.
Is there an alphabet for this on
Yom Kippur? Yeah, yeah, So, Amra Zvid Maikra. V'chisech talindor lo yebecha chet. And if you, if you're chadal, if you stop making a neder, so you won't have a chet. So halacha d'altika chet. In other words, it's a simple diak in the pasuk. Okay, good. Why the Gemara is bringing it up over here? Slightly unclear. Meaning the point in of itself, I understand. Its flow in our Gemara over here a little bit unclear. Tanya, ha'omer lishto kol nedarim shetadari e efshi shetadari. I'm sorry. Kol nedarim shetadari e efshi. Shetadari ein ze neder lo amar klom. Okay, so the wife made a neder, and the husband now is basically rubber stamping the neder. Now, but he says a lashon that's not perfectly clear, and what he says to his wife is that every neder shetadori that you will make efshi. I don't want it. Or shetadari that you will make, ain't ze neder. This is not going to be a neder. Now, the way the Ron presents this is that basically he's saying, look, you made a neder, okay? Do me a favor. I don't want you to make another neder like this. Okay. Now, it's the communication over here between husband and wife is not perfectly clear. Effectively, it could be understood that the neder that you did make, I'm okay with. But he didn't say that. He just simply said that any nedarim from this point going forward, I really appreciate you didn't do. Okay. Is that a kiyum on the neder that she made? That's exactly the point of the Gemara. Lo amar klum. That's not a kiyum. Now, on the other hand, if he says to her, yafa asisa, ve'en kamoscha, ve'im lo nadarta madirech, if on the other hand, he gives her a big yesher koach, yafa asisa, you did great. Or ain't kamoscha, there's nobody like you. In other words, and he's not saying that generally, but he's saying that as a response to the neder. Im lo nadarta madirech, and if you hadn't made the neder, I would have had you made such a neder. So dvarav kayam, meaning that's a kiyama neder. Now whether or not something is a kiyama neder or not a kiyama neder, why do we care? So the Ron over here points out, it's very simple. Once a husband's mekayim the neder, that's it. In other words, that's his vote. Remember, the husband has two possibilities of what he could do with the neder. Either it could be mekayim the neder, or it could be made for the neder. After a kiyama neder, there's no backtracking. Now, I say that knowing that you can ask a she'ela on your kiyam. Okay, but I'm going to ignore that for just a moment. In other words, once a kiyam has been registered, that's it. You can't afterwards now go and do a hafara after the kiyam. So over here in the Braisa, by the way, the Ron doesn't just give one pshat over here, but I'm going with the pshat that the Ron prefers in our Gemara. So once the kiyam has been registered, so that's it, you can't do a hafara. So a tepid kiyam of, don't do that again, a tepid kiyam like that, that's not a kiyam. It's nothing. It's neutral. It's not a hafara. It's not a kiyum. It's just basically, it's a comment section on her neder. But it doesn't have any legal significance. On the other hand, when he says to her, job well done, that's a kiyum. And because that's a kiyum, so therefore, he can't do a hafara after that. Okay. That's the way the Ron presents our Gemara over here. And, One more piece of Gemara? Yeah, let's do one more piece of Gemara for today. Lo yomar adam liishto b'shabbes mefer leichi bato leichi kederach shomer lebechol. Okay, hafara can be done on Shabbos. That was the beginning of today's daf, and we could say it unequivocally. And especially after we learned in the first part of today's daf that you are on the clock. Your hafara can only be until the end of the day. If the neder was made on Shabbos, or if you hear about the neder on Shabbos, you have only till the end of Shabbos to be mefer. So whether it's the Tzorach Shabbos, it's Eino Tzorach Shabbos, you can be made for the neder. That's what we learned today. Right? That's a conclusion. Now what the Gemara is pointing out is that even though that's correct, but still it's Shabbos, just say it a little bit differently on Shabbos. In other words, don't say mufer leichi, batal leichi, like you do during the week. Shabbos should be different, right? Everything about Shabbos should be different. Our dress should be different. Our speech should be different. Everything about Shabbos should be different. So even your hafara should be different than the way it's normally done. Ela amala tliv achli tliv shasiva neder batame elav. So let's say, for example, she makes a neder that she's not drinking wine. So what you're going to now do is you're going to hand her a cup of wine and say, "Here, please drink." Okay, and understood in that passing of the cup of wine, that was your hafaras nedarim. Now I'm Rav Yochanan v'tzarich shivata b'libo. So, and Rav Yochanan says, okay, but you know what? Make sure that you're doing bittel ha neder in your mind. Tanya b'chamim omrim b'shabbos mevata b'libo b'chol motzi b'sfasav u'beisil omrim echadze v'echadze mevata b'libo v'ein tzarich lotzi b'sfasav. Now, is this just limited to Shabbos or is this applied during the week? It's a machlokas b'chamim b'beisil. And b'beisil shita, which is obviously the accepted position, is that you could be mevata b'libo ve'ein tzarich lotzi b'sfasav. You don't have to articulate. Now, just to be clear, the Ron says what that means is that in conjunction with handing her the cup of wine and telling her to drink, so what you could do is that you can associate with that also in your mind. What I'm trying to do now is that I'm trying to be mevata the neder. I'm being mefer the neder in handing her this cup of wine. Meaning it has to be intentional. But the Ron says what the Gemara here doesn't mean is that if she makes a neder and all you're doing is just thinking, I'm going to be made for the neder, that is insufficient. Right. It's a davar shebelev. Right. That in itself has no significance. It just simply means that when you're handing her the cup of wine as an act to be made for the neder, make sure that's intentional. Make sure that you're doing so with the intent of being made for the neder.
So and she has to know about that what his intent is, that what he's doing, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
If she doesn't know that mm-hmm. he was made for the neder, what's the point then?
In other words, it's by him, I mean, the Ron speaks like this. By him handing her the cup of wine, that is hafaras nedarim. That is an act of hafaras nedarim.
But should she not be notified that the neder is
I mean, effectively, she is being notified when he hands her the cup of wine. Okay. All right. Anyway, that's how the Ron says it. I mean, the Gemara is saying it, but the Ron speaks like that. Okay. Let's quickly review. Let's recap our day today. Okay. Opening up with a Mishnah and Shabbos that deals with Hafaras Nedarim. The Mishnah and Shabbos says that you can be made for Nedarim and Shabbos. As far as She'ela is concerned, going to a Chacham, it's only Litzarach Shabbos. Good. With that mission in mind, so some basic questions that we covered today. Number one, how far is the Dharma? Is there any cap? Is there any limitation? Meaning, does it have to be Litzarach Shabbos or Eino Litzarach Shabbos? That was question number one. Answer number one of today's daf, it does not have to be Litzarach Shabbos because you are on the clock. Good. That was number one. Number two, when you do a She'elas Neder on Shabbos, so let's say there was time before Shabbos to do so. Would the Chachamim allow you still for Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos? I said Hafara. I meant She'ela. Would the Chachamim still allow She'elas Chacham on Shabbos, even if there was time before Shabbos? And again, we take into consideration that the Chachamim didn't love this idea of being Matir Neder on Shabbos. It looks like an act of Beis Din, but it's not an act of Beis Din. It is allowed, but with reservation. Is one of those reservations that maybe because you had time before Shabbos, maybe the Chachamim wouldn't allow you to do it on Shabbos. The Gemara's conclusion is, afilu yeshlam panai. Even if you had time before Shabbos, as long as it's Tzorach Shabbos, you could be Matir Neder on Shabbos. Then, a number of distinctions to be made between Hataras Nedarim and an act of Beis Din. Bathin has to be done with an assembly of three. They have to be sitting. It can't be done at night. Hataras Nadarma, on the other hand, you don't need any of those requirements. On top of that, for Hataras Nadarma, it could be a Karov, it could be a relative. The do you have to be sitting for Hataras Nadarim? So that was on the Amud Beis. The answer is no. However, I mean, Gamliel did sit, but the Gemara points out because he's of the position that being Mater Neder takes work, mental energy. You can't be Posech Becharata, and so therefore it requires work, so that's why he sat down. But not because there was a requirement to sit. The Gemara throws in another comment in today's daf regarding making a neder is not recommended. Okay, and I said it nicely. The Gemara says it even stronger than I did. And what exactly will qualify as a kiyum haneder? You hear your wife made a neder. What qualifies as a kiyum haneder? It can't be a backhanded, I like what you said. It has to be a very clear, I endorse what you said. And finally, the last thing that we discussed today is that when the husband's being made for neder on Shabbos, he should do it b'derech hashinui. In other words, don't say I'm being made for neder, even though that's exactly what he's doing, but because you can do it b'derech shinui, so you should do it b'derech shinui on Shabbos. And so therefore, what you do on Shabbos is that when she makes a neder, and you want to be made for the neder, so let's say, for example, her neder is on a cup of wine, you hand her the cup of wine and you say, here, enjoy. And with intentionality, meaning with the thought that I'm doing so in order to be made for the neder, since that works, and according to Beis Hillel, that would work any day of the week. But since you could do it b'derech hashinui, therefore you should do it on Shabbos b'derech hashinui.